Hello, I'm Sebastian. Welcome to Nine Gnar Trees podcast. Today, I will summarize and review the book, Cognitive Behavioral Therapy with Couples and Families, a comprehensive guide for clinicians by Frank M. Dadalio is a clinical methods text that adapts cognitive behavioral therapy to the realities of couple and family work, rather than treating CBT as only an individual. Symptom-focused approach. Dadalio presents it as a flexible, evidence-informed model that can incorporate relational context, interaction patterns, and systemic influences. The book blends research literacy with practical clinical decision-making, offering guidance on how to assess presenting problems, conceptualize maintenance cycles, and plan interventions that fit complex family structures and couple dynamics. A hallmark of the volume is its use of clinical illustrations and case material to show what therapists actually do in session, including how they collaborate on goals, structure treatment, and troubleshoot impasses. It is written for practicing clinicians and trainees who want a grounded roadmap for delivering CBT interventions in relational settings while maintaining attention to emotions, culture, and broader relationship science. I will give you key takeaways from this book. Firstly, a CBT model expanded for couple and family systems. A central contribution of the book is its integrative stance. Cognitive behavioral principles are preserved, but they are applied to more than one person at a time. Dadalio frames couple and family distress in terms of reciprocal influence, where beliefs, appraisals, emotions, and behaviors are shaped and reinforced within ongoing interaction patterns. This systemic lens helps clinicians avoid reducing relational problems to a single identified patient, and instead examine cycles such as escalation, withdrawal, criticism, accommodation, or rigid role expectations. The approach also counters the common misconception that CBT is inattentive to emotion or relationship context by showing how cognitive and behavioral interventions can be used to address emotional reactivity and relational meanings. Clinically, this expanded model supports more precise treatment planning because therapists can target maintaining processes at multiple levels, individual cognition, dyadic behavior patterns, and family rules or routines. The emphasis remains pragmatic and evidence-informed, encouraging clinicians to choose interventions that match the formulation and the couple's or family developmental context. The result is a CBT framework that fits real-world couple and family therapy, where problems are embedded in relationships, communication patterns, and shared environments. Secondly, comprehensive assessment and case formulation for relational therapy. Dadalio highlights assessment as the foundation for effective CBT with couples and families. The book emphasizes careful information gathering about presenting concerns, relationship history, interaction patterns, strengths, and risk factors, alongside the individual psychological variables that each partner or family member brings into the system. A CBT-informed formulation in this context maps how interpretations and assumptions influence emotions and behaviors, and how these responses then affect other family members, creating self-perpetuating loops. The clinician is guided to translate complex narratives into testable hypotheses about what maintains distress, which supports strategic intervention rather than generic skills training. The assessment stance is also collaborative. Clients are engaged as partners in identifying goals and measuring change, which aligns with CBT's focus on transparency and shared rationale. Because couples and families often arrive with conflicting accounts and competing priorities, the formulation process helps establish a workable agenda and clarifies how progress will be evaluated. The book also underscores the practical value of clinical case material for training and inference, using realistic examples to show how therapists organize data, refine hypotheses, and adjust the plan when new information emerges or when therapy becomes stalled. Thirdly, interventions that target thoughts, behaviors, and interaction cycles. The intervention approach described is broad enough to address both individual-level difficulties and relationship-level patterns. Dadalio outlines how cognitive strategies can be adapted for dyads and families by identifying biased appraisals, rigid expectations, and misinterpretations that fuel conflict or distance. In parallel, behavioral methods are used to alter the interaction sequences that keep problems alive, often through structured practice, problem-solving routines, and planned changes in how partners or family members respond to one another. The book places strong emphasis on treatment structure and intentionality, helping clinicians move from conceptualization to a sequence of interventions that are clearly linked to the maintaining mechanisms. A recurring theme is flexibility. Therapists may combine cognitive restructuring, communication and negotiation work, and behavioral experiments depending on the case. This helps clinicians handle varied presentations, from chronic conflict to emotional disengagement, without abandoning CBT principles. The clinical illustrations reinforce how these methods look in session, including how therapists handle resistance, manage escalations, and keep the work focused on observable change. Overall, interventions are presented as tools to shift both internal meaning-making and the relational behaviors that sustain distress. Fourthly, schema therapy concepts for entrenched relational problems. The book incorporates schema therapy concepts as a way to understand and treat persistent relational difficulties, particularly when problems are long-standing or complicated by personality pathology. Drawing on Jeffrey Jung's schema framework, DiTilio describes how early maladaptive schemas can shape how partners interpret one another and respond under stress. The clinical utility lies in clarifying why certain conflicts feel repetitive, disproportionate, or difficult to resolve with skills work alone. The text highlights schema processes, such as schema maintenance, schema avoidance, and schema compensation, which can appear in couples and families as predictable protective strategies that inadvertently intensify distress. In practice, a schema-informed CBT formulation can help a therapist link present-day interaction cycles to deeper themes like mistrust, abandonment sensitivity, defectiveness beliefs, or rigid standards, without making the therapy abstract or detached from behavioral change. This integration also helps clinicians plan interventions that balance compassion with accountability, supporting partners to recognize triggers, shift interpretations, and experiment with new responses. Importantly, the schema material is positioned as an extension of CBT rather than a replacement, giving clinicians another layer of conceptual clarity when standard cognitive and behavioral interventions are not sufficient for chronic relational patterns. Lastly, homework and between session change in couple and family CBT. Homework is presented as a core mechanism for making therapy effective beyond the consulting room. DiTilio emphasizes that couple and family change requires repeated practice in the environments where distress occurs, and that well-designed between session tasks promote generalization and maintenance of gains. The book frames homework not as busy work, but as a strategic extension of treatment goals. Clients practice new communication behaviors, test alternative interpretations, gather data about triggers, and rehearse problem-solving steps in daily life. In relational therapy, homework can also help partners and family members shift from blame to curiosity by collecting observations and focusing on patterns rather than personal attacks. The clinician role includes tailoring assignments to readiness, culture, and practical constraints, and then reviewing outcomes in session to refine the formulation. When homework is not completed, the book encourages therapists to treat this as clinically meaningful information rather than non-compliance. Exploring obstacles, such as fear of conflict, low confidence, or competing stressors, this stance strengthens the working alliance and keeps therapy collaborative. Overall, the consistent focus on homework supports a skills plus insight approach that can produce more durable change in couple and family functioning. In conclusion, this book is best suited to clinicians and advanced trainees who work with couples and families and want a CBT approach that is both structured and relationally informed. Clinical psychologists, marriage and family therapists, social workers, counselors, and psychiatrists will find practical guidance on how to assess complex presenting problems, build a collaborative formulation, and select interventions that target maintaining processes in real interactions. Readers benefit intellectually by seeing how cognitive behavioral concepts translate from individual treatment to multi-person systems, and practically by gaining a roadmap for planning sessions, navigating impasses, and using between-session practice to sustain change. The volume stands out in its category because it bridges research awareness with clinical craft. Using case-based illustration to show how evidence-informed work unfolds with actual couples and families, it also distinguishes itself by explicitly addressing deeper, entrenched patterns through schema therapy concepts while keeping the overall framework grounded in CBT principles. Compared with narrower manuals that focus mainly on communication skills or a single protocol, DiTilio's guide offers a more comprehensive view that accommodates comorbidity, chronic relational cycles, and the realities of diverse family structures. For clinicians seeking an integrative, pragmatic reference they can return to across many cases, it provides a durable clinical framework rather than a one-size-fits-all script. If you would like to support Frank M. DiTilio, PhD, ABPP, you can buy the book through the Amazon link I've provided in the podcast description. After reading the book, please let me know what you think and share your thoughts. See you around.